This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Monday. And here's what we have. Just buckle up for a second. This is what we have on a Monday. We have Medal of Honor Monday. That's 1 hour from now. Of course, reading a Medal of Honor citation like we always do. We have more horrific things out of the FBI. In fact, more law enforcement than just the FBI. We have to talk about what happened in Dallas this weekend. New York, of course, surprise, surprise, has new gun laws. I'll play you a little bit of that because, well, you should probably know. We have Matt Walsh. You remember we played this little clip earlier, Daily Wire's Matt Walsh. We played this clip for you about his What is a Woman documentary, where he's sitting down with some psychopath and, well, here it goes.
Male gametes. That's what makes me male.
No, your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
Yeah, I have more for that, but Matt Walsh is going to join us an hour and a half from now. I want to know from Matt, on top of a bunch of other things, I'm going to ask him, is this person evil? Is this person a psychopath? Is this person stupid? He sat with her. I didn't. I want to know. I genuinely want to know what we're dealing with here with these nut jobs. So we have that. Oh, and did I mention? Little difference. About 30 minutes from now, I'm going to play you in its entirety an interview I did. And believe me when I tell you, you want to listen to it. It's about the Pfizer documents that dropped. I'm going to let it play. It's long. It's like 12, 13 minutes. It's spreading like wildfire across the internet right now. The communists are furious about it. I'm going to play that for you about a half hour, 45 minutes from now. I wanted to begin here, though. And I thought it was important to begin here. I want to begin with Dome.
And I know that each of you is up to this challenge. Because you are the mayor.
I'm kidding. I didn't want to start there for any reason other than she's so bad. How's it possible? How's it possible to rise to the level of vice president? You can't deliver a simple line. Chris, don't make that ham motion. The cameras are on. The cameras can't see you, I guess. That's fine. Don't make that hand motion, Chris. That's not right. It's not fair to make fun of Dome like that. So, yes, we have a big night on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let us first begin here, though. And this is an underreported story, underrated. You probably haven't heard about it all day. But I saw it first thing this morning. I couldn't get it off my mind because I thought it really played into what we have on a national level. Dispatcher fired over the mishandling of a 911 call during the Buffalo shooting. Just hang with me a second. I'm going to read a little bit of this. An emergency services dispatcher in Buffalo who was accused of hanging up on a 911 call from a supermarket employee during the racist shooting rampage was fired on Thursday. The dispatcher has not been identified, so on and so forth. And I looked at that and I thought, my goodness, that's beyond belief. Wow, thank goodness they got rid of her. And I did a little more digging. Did you know this has become a problem across the United States of America? 911 operators, when you call, someone's breaking into my house, please send the cops. For whatever reason, they'll hang up the phone on you.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is I see something happening in every part of our lives, and I can't properly describe what I'm looking at. I take that back. I'm about to describe what I see. I don't totally understand why I see it, although I have a theory on it. What I'm seeing right now is the absolute destruction of every single institution in our society. Every single one, top to bottom, is being systematically dismantled and destroyed so that a huge portion of this society no longer trusts it anymore. I mean, look, if I told you I don't trust the president, you'd roll your eyes and say, yeah, I mean, who would trust that idiot?
Part of the reason I ran for president is because I was tired of trickle-down economics. It doesn't work. My plans are to produce the strongest, fastest, most widespread economic recovery America has ever experienced, with record jobs, new record small businesses, and wages rising. It's the foundation for an economy that works for working families.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Oh, don't trust the president. Well, of course. You either like the president or hate him generally, depending on which party it is. That's not news. But it's so much deeper. It's all the way down to our 911 operators. I was just going through it all in my head. Every single level that has been destroyed. It's the Commerce Secretary. Now, remember, this is the Commerce Secretary being asked about baby formula shortages. Commerce Secretary, even if this person can't fix it, because of course it'd be some idiot communist in there, you'd at least think this person would be in the know, but then again, you'd be wrong.
President Biden this week said he didn't learn about the severity of the infant formula shortage until April, but problems first emerged back at the Abbott plant back in October of 2021. They knew how bad this could get when the plant closed in February. You're the Secretary of Commerce. When did you first learn of this problem?
I first learned about it, a couple of months ago. So this is a difficult issue, but yes, probably April. I'm not involved in the administration's response here, I should say, but I think they're doing a very good job.
She heard about it late, and she's not even involved in the response. No one in the Biden administration has picked up the phone. Excuse me, Commerce Secretary, we're having a problem with commerce. That never occurred to anybody. But it's more, because you could dismiss all that, right? Okay, president sucks. Commerce Secretary sucks. Congressmen suck. It's more than that. It's a justice system, and that's going to be a theme tonight on tonight's show. We're going to have a theme, Chris. It's theme night, really. Quit. It's the justice system. You hear what Cindy McCain said? Remember this. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein ran an international sex trafficking ring. We just had a trial for his second in command, Ghislaine Maxwell. They sealed the trial and none of the names were released. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is a big deal in a second. Listen to Cindy McCain.
No, it's like everything. It hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let that go. What does that mean, for whatever reason they were afraid of him? We have somebody trafficking young girls internationally, and none of our law enforcement agencies will go after him? I mean, don't get me wrong. They're more than happy to go in guns blazing with the former Trump trade advisor, Peter Navarro, 70-plus-year-old man accused of nothing except for contempt of Congress. No violent crimes, no nothing. Listen to Peter Navarro.
Instead of coming to my door where I live, which, by the way, is right next to the FBI, instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come. What did they do? They intercepted me getting on the plane, and then they put me in handcuffs, They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell. By the way, just historical note, I was in John Hinckley's cell. They seem to think that that was like an important historical note. Okay? That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
No doubt it did. No doubt it did. So all the way down to the 911 operators, whether it's political or otherwise, obviously that's political at the FBI, but political or otherwise, we're seeing every institution that was previously trusted losing it. Even the Boy Scouts now. Even the NFL. You can't turn on professional sports. Gonna enjoy that Carolina Panthers game when they play the Giants this year? Enjoy watching your first transgender cheerleader who just made the Carolina Panthers cheer team. Oh yeah, that's real. All right, I'm not done on this yet. I want to continue on this because we have to talk about these gun laws that are trying to pass through Congress. Maybe New York just gave us a lovely little preview of what they're going to try to do. Before we get to that, let's get to something good. Your dad or your grandpa. Father's Day's coming. Friggin' Father's Day's almost here. And I can't buy gifts for my father because he doesn't care about anything. And he just goes and gets whatever he wants. Unless you're getting him a book or a gun, he never cares about it. But you know what my dad does love? Comfortable shoes. I've told you before, my dad has told me endlessly, anything you put on your feet is one of the only three things you never go cheap on. Know what I'm getting my dad? My slippers from My Pillow. They're $90 off right now. You can wear them inside and out, and because of this three-tier cushioning system on there, my knees don't hurt like they do if I wear bad slippers or bad sandals around all day. My slippers, I can wear them all day. My wife wears them all day long. I've got them on here in the studio. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. You're welcome for getting your Father's Day shopping done for you. Or look, you can call them if you're on the road. 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a huge Monday. Remember, you're going to have to write this down. All right, I can't do this every single segment for you. This is what we got. We have an interview you have to sit down and buckle up for. How many times have I ever said that to you? About 10 minutes from now, I'm going to play for you the long, like 12, 13-minute interview I did with Dr. Naomi Wolf. She and a team of experts went through the Pfizer documents Pfizer was forced to release. Sit down and listen to this. I won't talk. I'll introduce it, and I'll just let it play, okay? So that's coming. We have Medal of Honor Monday, 45 minutes from now. Matt Walsh, conservative pundit Matt Walsh, with his trans insanity movie he made, What is a Woman? It's a jam-packed show. I have great stuff. Oh, I might do a little history tonight, if I have time. I have a history story I want to tell tonight, and I just don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it because we have a bunch of other stuff, but just hang with me, all right? Back to our distrust of institutions because I want to get to these gun laws that are already being passed in places like New York because it's a preview of what's coming. Distrust in all our institutions. I had to make a doctor's appointment this morning. No, nothing's wrong. It's just checkup type thing. Doctor's appointment. Make one phone call to the doctor. Get all the way through, giving them my insurance info and everything else. You know how the call ends? I mean, I've already been on the phone for 5 minutes. You know how the ends? Girl on the phone says, oh, and just a heads up, we're going to require masks, so just a heads up. And I said, nah, cancel my appointment. I won't be coming. Hung up the phone, had to call a new doctor. If your doctor still requires you to wear a mask, and he's not required by law to do so, I mean, your doctor probably is required by law to do so, but if he's not required by law to have you wear a mask, you need to find a new doctor because your doctor doesn't. What's that saying, Chris? It starts with a T. Gosh, doesn't trust the science. You see, we have the science. We know now your mask was stupid. It was always stupid, and stupid people told you to wear masks. Stupid people are still wearing masks. If you're wearing a mask right now, you should feel stupid because you are stupid. but you can take it off and get smart. And feeling stupid is an important way to get smart. So take your stupid mask off because it's stupid, and definitely take it off your kids. All right, I don't want to get sidetracked here, but again, trust in doctors, trust in medicine, gone. I'm immediately giving my doctor the side eye whenever I go in for my appointment. What are you going to try to sell me now? Why? I don't know why. I don't know why every single level of our society, why every single part of it, top to bottom, from a 911 operator in Buffalo to the President of the United States and everything in between, it's all crap. It's all crap now, and I don't know why that is. I can't stand it. All right, let's pause for a moment. You remember what I used to tell you during coronavirus when it came to lockdowns and mandates and things like that? And what would I always tell you? Keep your eyes on New York. Keep your eyes on New York. Keep your eyes on New York over and over and over and over and over again. By the way, shout out to the great 710WOR, of course. Why? Why keep your eyes on New York? Because the way New York goes is the way the National Democratic Party is going to go. New York is already taking action out there for gun violence, which is not what it should be called, but that's what they're doing. Here's a little preview on what kind of action are they taking to address all these shootings.
And in the state of New York, we're now requiring social media networks to monitor and report hateful conduct on their platforms.
They're reporting on your Facebook posts. They're reporting on your tweets. But it's a lot more than that. And before I read for you exactly what's going on, I want to remind you what the mentality is. What is going through their head? How do they think about you?
So spare me the bullshit about constitutional rights.
Spare me the beep about constitutional rights. Headline: how New York used state's red flag law to seize 160 guns. New red flag laws. New York tightens its strict gun laws in Democratic show of force. Of course, they call these gun safety bills, you losers. Anyway, over and over and over again, what they're doing now, we have to learn this because they're going to expand this nationally. The gun grab stuff is not effective. What is effective is red flag laws, because even a bunch of eunuch losers in the Republican Party will back red flag laws. They just will. Well, I mean, I don't want crazy people to have guns. These people think you're crazy. That's the problem. Again, this goes right back to what I was saying in the beginning. How about that for consistent theme of the show, Chris? Trusting the institutions. Which one of the institutions out there right now? All of you, from your local PD, sheriff, doctor, psychologist, state legislature, who in your life, who do you trust to decide who is crazy and who is not? It's coming. These red flag laws are coming, and the monitoring of social media and collecting social media data and handing it over to the government is coming. They don't say this. This is, again, Governor Kathy Hochul. They don't say this willy-nilly.
And in the state of New York, we're now requiring social media networks to monitor and report hateful conduct on their platforms.
Monitor and report hateful conduct on their platforms. They're going to watch you more. They're going to do a lot more to figure out if you're crazy. And guess what? Go look through your last 5 political texts. They think you're crazy and shouldn't have any guns at all. All right. Now, I need to prep you for something real quick before we come back, because there's a lot more to get to tonight. The next segment is going to be very different. I'm just going to do a little introduction because that's all I have time for. And then I'm going to play for you this long, it's like 12-minute interview in its entirety with Dr. Naomi Wolf. Pfizer was forced to release documents, lots of them. This lady and a team of experts have gone through them. Believe me when I tell you, you need to hear what this lady has to say. You want to talk about distrusting your institutions? If you didn't before, you're about to.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I already teased it. I don't have time to say more. Pfizer had 55,000 documents dropped publicly. Dr. Naomi Wolf went through them. Here's what they had to say.
Joining me now, Dr. Naomi Wolf, co-founder and CEO of DailyClout.io and author of the book, You Might Want to Pick Up the Bodies of Others. Doctor, what's in these documents that I mean, I've been looking through the New York Times and the Washington Post. I've got them all in front of me here. I can't find anything about these 55,000 Pfizer documents. That seems like it would be important. What's in there?
Yeah, I mean, you're literally describing the biggest headline that major media is completely ignoring with the greatest, biggest story, I think, of our era. And they're just completely tuning it out. So basically what happened was that a court ordered Pfizer and the FDA to release these 55,000 documents that the FDA had requested the court to maintain under wraps for 75 years after we were all long gone. And the documents being released, of course, journalists like you and me would have a hard time going through them, understanding them, vast trove, very technical. But something really extraordinary happened. Steve Bannon's The War Room sent out a call for volunteers, and Daily Clout, my news site, sent out a call for volunteers, and 3,000 highly credentialed experts responded. So we have this team of doctors, nurses, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, the biological scientists who are reading through the Pfizer documents and issuing easy to understand reports. And you can find them all on dailyclout.io. And the headlines of what they found are really shocking. I mean, the summary is that Pfizer has been committing a massive experiment on the human race. I don't think it's too much to say that, with murderous outcomes, and not telling us. And also our government knew and hid it. They knew every single thing. These documents say FDA confidential at the bottom of many of them, and they did not disclose to us. So some of the main headlines are Pfizer knew and the FDA knew a month after the rollout in November of 2020 that the vaccines did not work. They knew they had, quote, their words, waning efficacy or vaccine failure. And they gave limited, if any, protection. Well, you and I didn't know that until April of the following year, after millions of people had accepted two vaccines, thinking, this is it, I'm done. I'm protected, because that's what we were told by the spokesmodels and by the government employees, the government agencies, safe and effective. Our president said, you know, you will be completely protected once you're vaccinated. They knew it wasn't true. And it wasn't until April of 2021 when a study came out of Israel showing waning efficacy. And then, oh, wow, I guess you need a booster. I guess you need six boosters, right? Ultimately, we found the CDC documents showing they planned for six different boosters long ago. But the FDA knew this 6 months before and did not tell us. We weren't told that the mRNA, the lipid nanoparticles, and the spike protein does not stay in the deltoid, the injection site, even though every doctor, every spokesperson claimed that it did. I had doctors telling me when I said, where does it go? They said, oh, it stays in the deltoid, of course. Not true. Pfizer knew, and the FDA knew, that within 48 hours, it goes right into your bloodstream. And from there, it lodges in your liver. And again, many children are having liver problems now. People are mystified. It goes into your liver. It goes into your adrenals, your lymph nodes. And if you're a woman, it goes into your ovaries and lodges there. They knew that. Pfizer lost hundreds of records of adverse events. They stopped locating them. Pfizer knew that about 4 months after the rollout of the mass vaccination, there had been more than 42,000 adverse events. Oh, more than 1,200 people died. And four of those people died on the day that they were injected. Pfizer knew, oh, this one is one of my most distressing headlines. As a mother and as a stepmother, they knew in May of 2021 that 35 teenagers had had heart damage a week after having been injected with mRNA vaccines, and they didn't tell us. The FDA knew, they didn't tell us. Millions of teens, including young adults that I love, as a result of the rollout and the EUA approval in June of 2021, saying, go ahead, it's okay for teens, safe and effective. They didn't tell parents till August of 2021 about myocarditis. So that was 4 months in which parents did not have informed consent and went ahead and got their minors injected, even though young adults and teenagers and children are at very little to no risk from COVID if they don't have serious comorbidities. Oh, here's one. And then I'll get to the babies. I have to get to the babies before you stop me. But Moderna's dose, according to the Pfizer documents, is 100 micrograms of these lipid nanoparticles, spike protein, and mRNA. Pfizer's dose for adults is 30, so less than a third the same amount. Pfizer knew that 100 micrograms was so dangerous and had so many more adverse events that they stopped it internally due to its reactogenicity. That's their word. But they didn't tell my mom, who got the 100 microgram Moderna dose. They didn't tell anyone who got the first and second Moderna dose that the amount was too high and that it was dangerous and maybe they shouldn't take the booster or they shouldn't take that second shot. They should wait and be observed. They did not tell anyone, but they knew it was too dangerous and they dropped it internally. Let me fast forward to really horrific, the most horrific headlines are the ones that have just come out in the last week or two from these volunteers. So I asked them to drill down into pregnancy and childbirth and lactation because I did the research and I share this with readers in the bodies of others, showing that the CDC was saying safe and effective, and the New York Times was saying safe and effective for pregnant women, but there were no studies showing that that was true. Well, the Pfizer document volunteers found that the claims that the vaccines were safe and effective for pregnant women was based on a study of 44 French rats that lasted for 42 days. There wasn't even enough time given these rats, these mother rats, to give birth and see if their baby rats were okay. They autopsied the fetuses, decided they were fine for human women and their babies. And then the people who ran this study were doctors who were shareholders or employees of Pfizer and BioNTech. And BioNTech is the subsidiary that makes the Pfizer vaccines. So it's a totally conflicted study of 44 French rats. In the internal documents, it shows that babies are getting sick and dying from vaccinated mothers. It shows that 270 women, even though pregnant women were excluded from the trials, right? So therefore no basis on which to say they were safe and effective. Nonetheless, 270 women got pregnant during the period that they were being followed by Pfizer. The records of 230 of those are gone. No one can find them. They are missing. But 36 pregnant women were followed. They gave birth. Vaccinated women, 28 of those women lost their babies.
Oh.
20 women, the babies died. It gets worse. An Israeli journalist named Etana Hecht looked at what the Pfizer volunteers were finding, and she pulled together news articles from three different countries. The countries are Scotland, Canada, and Israel. And there is a baby die-off, and we now know why that's happening. In Canada, in one province, Ontario, they usually have a baseline of 5 or 6 dead babies, neonatal deaths. They, in 1 3-month period after the province got heavily vaccinated, 86 babies died. So it was so bad that elementary testimony about this. In Scotland, where I used to live, it's an almost completely vaccinated country. In 2021, when everyone got vaccinated, the rate of newborn death doubled. Twice as many newborns died. And in Haifa, in Israel, at Rambam Hospital, vaccinated mothers had a stillbirth, spontaneous abortion, and miscarriage rate 34% above that of unvaccinated mothers. So there's a baby die-off because you've got to scale those numbers, those signals, among 190, vaccinated countries. And if you're wondering why, the War Room Daily Clout volunteers seem to have found at least one of the reasons why. And it's shocking, but it's predictable. Lipid nanoparticles, they're hard, fatty casings. They contain the mRNA. They're tiny, but they're hard. They're made of a fatty substance. Well, this is zooming around in your body, and it's going through every human membrane. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, so that can account for the strokes and dementia-type issues that we're seeing, the hemorrhages, the clotting, so many clotting adverse events. But it also traverses the amniotic membrane. So these hard, fatty alien particles are getting inside the amniotic fluid where the baby lives. And not only that, even if the babies are born okay, what we're finding is that, and this is an NIH study, preprint has shown this, polyethylene glycol, which is in the Pfizer injections, is a petroleum byproduct. It's in white strips, for instance. You're not supposed to ingest it or inject it into your body. And it's in the vaccines. And so vaccinated mothers in the Pfizer documents were showing suppressed lactation, and they were showing 4 of them, their breast milk turned blue-green. I'm not making this up, which Harvey Risch said informally, that coloration shows a problem with the blood. And of course, breast milk is related to blood. So the polyethylene glycol is showing up in trace amounts in breast milk that was tested. Well, what's a trace amount if you're a newborn? You're a tiny newborn with no immunities. This is your only food. You're ingesting polyethylene glycol. And the babies in the studies of vaccinated mothers were showing gastrointestinal distress, agitation, and sleeplessness. Well, we're getting reports of that from mothers across the country. And we don't know, they followed them for 2 weeks. We don't know if those babies are thriving or failing to thrive. And there were examples of failing to thrive in the Pfizer documents. And in fact, one nursing baby of a vaccinated mother died and was found to have liver inflammation in the Pfizer documents. So this is happening at a time that they're yes, I should stop. That's the headline.
No, I am sorry. I flat out ran out of time. That was the best daggone 13 minutes I've ever heard and shockingly informative. I will be spreading this everywhere. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Please come back soon.
Told you wanted to sit around for that one, didn't I? Jaw-dropping stuff. Jaw-dropping. And you know what? Forget that. Jaw-dropping is way, way too little. Criminal. What you just heard there is criminal. People in power must be put on trial for the things that were done, not even just to America, not even just to you, things that were done to humanity. People have to go to trial for this. All right, we still have more. I'm going to address this Dallas situation in a second, and then Medal of Honor Monday in 10 minutes. But first, I'm going to address your timeshare you're stuck in. I know you're stuck in a timeshare. Well, if you have one, you're stuck in it. Hopefully you're still enjoying it, but if you're done enjoying it, they don't let you out. You try to get out, they don't let you out. They show you the contract and the fine print. You can't get out, and you feel like you're stuck there for life. The annual fees, which no one can afford right now, have doubled. All these special assessments, and you just want out, and you don't think you can get out, but you are wrong because Lone Star Transfer exists. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, a family company. Over 16,000 people have been helped. 16,000. They guarantee, pay attention to this, they guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare, and they do it in writing and in a specific time frame. That's crazy. That's calling your shot right there. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646, 844-310-2646, or LoneStarTransfer.com. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we've got Medal of Honor coming up soon. Don't forget Matt Walsh. He's going to be on about 30 minutes, about 30, 40 minutes from now, talking about his movie, What is a Woman, with all this trans insanity out there. It's so good. I have to play this really quickly. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to motor through this because we have bigger fish to fry. But have you ever heard of the term Latinx? Here's what it is. They decided Latino or Latina wasn't inclusive enough. And so all Hispanic people have to be referred to as Latinx. Where'd the word come from? Well, they made it up. It's not, you know, it's not a Spanish word. It didn't come from Mexico. You know, it's not. It's just, they totally made the word up. And AOC, New York's very own AOC, she took to the airwaves and she started talking about Latinx. She legitimately sounds like a high school freshman girl who had her first politics class and then goes home and starts lecturing her dad on how the world works. That's how she sounds every time.
Also, in the spirit of pride, I wanted to have a note on gender inclusivity in Spanish language. People sometimes like to make a lot of drama.
Again, hold on. This is not a Spanish word. Latinx, not a Spanish word. Anyway, continuing.
Over the term Latinx, but...
Sorry, have to interrupt again. Can we talk just for a brief moment about how hilarious it is that she just took a very non-Spanish word and tried to Spanish it up? I'm sorry, I gotta start it over. Latinx?
Also, in the spirit of pride, I wanted to have a note on gender inclusivity in Spanish language. People sometimes like to make a lot of drama over the term Latinx. But even before Latinx, people were trying to do this, like, at to have the A and the O together. Gender is fluid, language is fluid, and I think people right now are using the E term as gender neutral in order to be as inclusive as possible.
Look, all I have to say to her is
buenas tardes.
We don't play those games, Chris. Latinx. Fellas, in case you were wondering, I could already see you over there conspiring. Maybe you already knew this was coming. But the answer to your question is yes, Latinx needs to be permanently on the old soundboard. I want it there, Chris. You wouldn't understand, Chris, if you don't get it.
Buenas tardes.
Then buenas tardes. You better get it. All right. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up next. It's a good one. One from Vietnam. Way City, that ugly bit of business back there. So buckle up for that. We still have Matt Walsh. I have to address the... yeah. The icky drag thing that happened this weekend in Dallas, it's really, really nasty. Oh, and a little Trump talk. Did he step in it? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.